This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
So the College Football Playoff Committee, the selection committee, and we make fun of them because we say it's Taco Tuesday and they get together right. And, you know, it's a lot of blah, blah, blah. But this changes every year, okay? And so now there are a few new faces that are going to be a part of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. They're going to have a new look for 2025, the final year of the current structured 12-team format, right? And maybe this helps Georgia, Mike. Baylor Athletic Director Mac Rhodes is going to replace the Michigan Athletic Director, Ward Manuel, as the College Football Playoff Committee chairman. But there are five new members that are going to join the 13-member team that determines the rankings, guys. And we talk about this. We get to October, early November. All right, what's it look like? And this is used to seed the playoff teams. But there's also another guy that's joining the board. A new member named Damon Evans. Do you remember Damon Evans?
Chief Panty Inspector of Roswell Road.
A former Georgia Athletic Director. This was 04, guys, back to 04, 2010.
Right.
He actually played there as well, but he's now the AD at Maryland.
He landed on his feet.
Oh, yeah, he's doing fine. But he, and for those who don't know the story, Mike can rehash it for you, but he's one of the five new members on the committee, and some people are saying, oh, well, this will be good for Georgia. Not so fast. Look, you still got to win games. You still have to impress, Mike. You still have to handle your schedule. And ultimately, the committee's going to hopefully put the teams where they need to.
Right.
The only thing I think that needs to be changed, and they're talking about this, is the reseeding part of it, Mike. That's the part that would help a team like Georgia, is the reseeding.
Right. I mean, there's no reason that the way they did it this year and the way that, Boise State was placed. And look, Arizona State was one of the few, let's be honest, sort of pleasant surprises of the way the pairings worked out, and certainly, gave Texas everything they could handle until Ewers finally threw that touchdown here at Mercedes-Benz. But yeah, the higher seed, that's where it needs to go. And they've learned their lesson. This is going to be so weighted for the SEC and the Big Ten, and that's why they're going to get their four automatic entries, and then the ACC and Big 12 will get the other two. And then, at large, the Boise States of the world, it's a nice story, just like, Central Florida years back, but you just know they're not going to get there. So why are we wasting time? You can't argue about – I go with 7 teams, doesn't matter. Toothpaste is out of the tube. Now we're going to be at 16 before you know it, maybe by 2026. But, yeah, Georgia's going to be fine. Georgia just needs to make sure you need to have one superstar interior defensive lineman. That's what they had, Carl, those back-to-back years. That's what's been missing from my money the last couple of years. Offensive line's got to be better. We've talked about Stacey Searles and all the things. The only thing missing is the continuity in the trenches. I think that's kind of what happened. And on top of that was how bad the wide receiver play was. That was like the cherry
drops,
on top.
Drops. When you lead the country, that Georgia should never lead the country in drops, or the SEC in drops. That was a huge problem. Did we mention this early in the week? Because I don't know if it was out there. I think a lot of people were reporting that UNC was going to be on Hard Knocks.
And then Bentley squashed it.
It's not true. They are not going to be on Hard Knocks. But, Mike, I was looking at his staff. Have you seen some of the names on his staff, by the way? Freddie Kitchens, who used to quarterback Alabama and then obviously was the head coach of the Browns. He's only wore that dumb shirt. He's going to be the offensive coordinator, tight ends coach. Matt Lombardi's the quarterback's coach. Natron Means is the running back's coach. I mean, you got some name value here. And then he hired both of his sons for the defensive side of the ball. Steve Belichick is the DC, and then Brian Belichick is the defensive backs coach.
All right.
So he went in, you know, stayed in-house with the family, but he's got some names of guys that have real NFL experience on his staff. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to pay more attention this year to UNC just because I want to see what Belichick does.
I don't know how it works, you know, as far as, you know, having the GM. And is it Joe Lombardi is the GM for that team, right,
yeah.
for North Carolina?
Yeah.
And how they're going to put together, you know, what does it look like? I mean, you knew it with Saban. I mean, the idea how Saban used to market it and what Kirby does now is, like, if you come here, you listen to what we tell you, you're going right to the NFL. Because I got a great coaching staff, you just laid it out. I don't know. I still think Belichick, I still think this is a stopgap. I think this is something to keep him busy, and I still think he's going to entertain an offer. And the buyout, of course, goes down to nothing after this year. I still think he winds up trying to get a sniff around the NFL job after this season. But you got to predicate it on showing you still got his fastball.
Yeah, I just, like, what job is really interesting to you? When you're calling and you're Belichick and you call the Jets and they're like, we're good. Like, that's what happened.
Right. And I mean, so, his best shot was here in Atlanta. We covered it, you know, and then Arthur got cold feet, whether it was from Bob Kraft or from his, you know, his advisors. And I don't know. I mean, after the way last season ended, I don't think Belichick could have done any worse. But it just, you, as you know, guys would have been not retained. Terry would have been a rubber stamp for Belichick. And those guys didn't want to be marginalized by Belichick coming in here. And they made their voices known.
Yeah. I only bring that up to say, you know, the whole Hard Knocks thing I thought would have been interesting. But then you think about this. They never did Hard Knocks in all the years he was there in New England. Why would he go to UNC in his first year in college and do it?
But other than, you know, look, he's got no problem. Like, and God bless the guy, having a younger girlfriend. He's doing Dunkin' Donuts commercials with her. I mean, he's not shied away. He's done all these, you know, those awkward appearances on Pat McAfee and everything else that Belichick does. I would think, and he's on with the Manning cast as well. I would think that he would want to pump up his program, you know, and we've seen Florida State's done it. We've seen almost every big program has had that kind of access with the cameras, whether it's Showtime's version of it or HBO. I thought for Belichick, it's helped your market.
It could have. It's not, as of right now, they are not going to do it. And by the way, we usually don't find out who the team is until before camp. Like, it's usually June sometime,
right?
Or end of May after the schedules come out, that we usually find out about Hard Knocks. Either way, that's not happening. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We will see and talk more about the college football scene as we get into spring a little bit more here next week and practices get underway. And we know G-Day is going to happen, unlike some of the games around the country where they're not having spring games. Georgia is, and I think we got to learn a lot about this team. Mike, you mentioned some of those areas. So those are the things we'll be paying attention to, and Kirby's going to be challenging this group, man, to get better pretty quickly here. And the quarterback battle, I just want to see, is it a legitimate battle with Pleglisi, or are you just inserting and starting the guy right now that you feel like, okay, he's our guy, and Pleglisi's going to be the backup? I don't know, Mike. I feel like it might be a battle.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.